Good Tuesday morning, beloved. You know, the question was raised, why do I address you as beloved? And the answer is, because that's who you are. You are beloved of the Lord, the one who God has chosen to love. And when I greet you that way, it simply verifies what God has already said, that God loves you. And so, good Tuesday morning. As I said, this morning we are in Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. And in chapter 25, Jesus teaches about the kingdom of heaven by means of three parables known as parables of judgment. And his teachings focus on how to be ready for God's coming kingdom. The chapter is a continuation of the eschatological discourse begun in Matthew chapter 24, verses 36 through 51, about the coming of the Son of Man and the warning to be found faithful. In today's reading, Jesus uses a parable about five wise and five foolish young women and the importance of being ready for Jesus' glorious return. Again, for us this week, God's saving word is wisdom. So let's begin. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like this. Once there were 10 young women who took their oil lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish, and the other five were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any extra oil with them. And while the wise men took containers full of oil for their lamps, the bridegroom was late in coming, and so they began to nod off and fall asleep. It was already midnight when the cry rang out, "Here comes the bridegroom! Come and meet him!" And the 10 young women woke up and trimmed their lamps. But the foolish ones said to the wise ones, "Let us have some of your oil, because our lamps are going out." "No, indeed," the wise ones answered, "there is not enough oil for you and for us. Go to the store and buy some for yourselves." So the foolish ones went off to buy some oil, and while they were gone, the bridegroom arrived, and the five who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was closed. Later, the others arrived. "Sir, sir, let us in," they cried out. "Certainly not. I don't know you," the bridegroom answered. And Jesus concluded, "Watch out then, because you do not know the day or the hour." The key verse for this morning is Matthew chapter 25, verse 13, where Jesus concluded, "Watch out then, because you do not know the day or the hour." You know, one of the things that we talk about on a regular basis in our church is it really doesn't matter what your eschatological views are, and that eschatology is the doctrine of future events. And it really doesn't matter what is going to happen in the future as long as you are faithfully serving the Lord. If you are ready, then it doesn't matter what's going on, what is happening, the time, the hour that Jesus comes back, you will be ready. And just as the five wise virgins. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. As I await your coming, help me be a good and faithful steward of your blessings, and teach me to be ready to welcome and receive you. Amen. All right, our Tuesday morning together comes to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be studying Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30, where Jesus uses a parable about three servants to teach about the kingdom of heaven. Until tomorrow, God bless you.